Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy, yeah.
Break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care and share with love all through the land.
That's right. Good evening. Good night. Good morning. And good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from the United States, from Canada, from South Korea, from the United Kingdom, from Japan. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda McChan. It is Telly Tuesday. And we have Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, the author of The Healing of the Womb, to talk to us about relationships with our fathers and males. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that's staffed with advisors and consultants to help you get to your needs regarding training, education, workshops, and especially building lives for the young children out there. You know, when we change, the world changes. The key to all change is in our inner transformation, a change of our hearts and minds. This is human revolution. We all have the power to change. When we realize this truth, we can bring forth the power anywhere, anytime, and in any situation. Just like those planets are moving out there. It is the eclipse happening. Today is the day. If you're feeling emotional, if you are having thoughts about persons that you haven't thought about in years, and they're coming to mind, this is giving you an opportunity to keep what you need and let go what you don't need, so that you can continue to move forward. And talking about moving forward, we are getting ready to cast our balance. For those of you who have not already, there's a lot of forums going on out here. Try to attend some, okay? If you're a little confused on those initiatives, because they're confusing, you know, kind of fit in, hear others' thoughts. That don't mean you have to go with what they're thinking. You have to move with what you feel, okay? Continue to do your research until you complete those ballots, check off those boxes, and drop it in the box, okay? And as Tiffany was telling us last night, Tiffany with an I, everybody traveling out there, you know, the holidays are coming in. Look into that travel insurance, okay? It can be very, very beneficial. for you, because, you know, when we're moving through the airport, driving on, you never know what's going to happen. You must be able to be comfortable, if that's a good word to put there. You know, we insure our homes, we insure our lives, insure that travel, because it's going to be a lot of activity going on out there. So I'm going to play this for you until Stephanie Haynes comes on and share with us just a little bit of it, just to relax you in. Get your pads and pencils out, because, you know, she has some information for you. You know, those relationships are something else. But one thing I can say is you never give up. Don't give up on yourself, on anyone, or anything. Just listen in, and we're going to bring Miss Stephanie Haynes in a moment. I just wanted to bring you in with that song, Forever in Love, giving you an opportunity to take some deep breaths and relax down from your busy day. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes on with us this evening. Stephanie, welcome in, and how are you?
Good evening, Linda. How are you?
I am wonderful, and you know I'm going to say this before we get started, because I never want to overlook my appreciation and my gratitude to you for coming on, Karen, and sharing with us. It's going to be a great topic this evening. So I'm just going to sit back over here and say welcome in, and let's get going.
All right. So good evening, listeners. So tonight's topic is going to be on relationship with father and significant male figures. So, you know, sometimes we go through life, and as we grow up, sometimes, you know, whether you have a good relationship with your father or a stepfather, and you might not know your father, but whatever male figure that was in your life, we often choose a mate with the type of qualities of your father or your significant other male figure, whoever, you know, raised you. And like I say, and you might not have been raised by either your father or any other male figure, but you out there searching for that perfect guy for your life. So let's get started here. All right. So relationship with father or significant male figure influence how women relate to the men in their lives. Now, during our formative years of our early childhood, fathers or male models teach us how men behave. Let me read that again. Relationship with fathers or significant male figures influences how women relate to the men in their lives. Now, during our formative years of early childhood, fathers or male role models teach us how men behave, what to expect from them, and how to respond to them. Now, the nature of those relationships form our later response to men. that in healthy, nurturing relationships, we learn to respond in unwholesome ways. Unhealthy response causes distress and dissatisfaction. Abusive experiences teach women to expect to be treated poorly. Now, women of all ages are raped, sexually assaulted, robbed, and subjected to aggressive and simple assault. Now, many treatment hoping that if they hold out long enough, the negative behavior will stop. Now, it is a system of low self-esteem. Women feel unworthy of love and stay in abusive situations trying to make themselves more appealing. Now, the prospects of not having a man in their lives intimidates others, and they submit to mistreatment rather than go alone. Eyes are the most telling. The distant, the cheerless gaze penetrates beyond its immediate path without sparkles. Now, we often choose men like our father, like I did when I was growing up. My father was in the Navy. Every weekend, he would come home drunk. He would abuse my mother and the family. Now, I would always say to myself that I would not marry a man that would abuse me. Now, what I found out in my later years is whatever you focus on is what you will manifest. Yes, I manifest relationships with men that had some of my father's characteristics. I learned when entering a relationship, we dedicate all of our power to choose to say no to behaviors that is unacceptable or damaging to our well-being, operating from fear, weakness, and insecurities, rather than from love and strength. We create relationships that we are used to seeing or that we are comfortable with. Now, when we are loved and strong in our relationships, we recognize that we have the power to make choices that will uplift us rather than bring us down. We women are made to be loved and cherished. However, it starts with us. We have to transform our pain and struggles into medicine, meaning that whatever type of relationship we desire to have with a man, we must have it with ourselves first. For example, if we want our mate to love and respect us, we have to love and respect ourselves. Everything begins and ends with us. So I have some questions for you. So if you don't have your pen and paper, please grab it. All right, so number one, why do women choose men like their fathers? And what I want you to make it personal for yourself, for those who in relationship, why did you choose the man that is in your life? And number two, what are some of the characteristics of the man you choose that are like your father? Number three, what do you have to change to stop attracting negative characteristics like your father? And number four, formation has to take place to attract the man you desire. Now I want you to write down this quote. When we forgive our fathers for the trauma he has caused us, we can create healthy and loving relationships with our mates. When we forgive our father for the trauma he has caused us, we can create healthy and loving relationships with our mates. Because whatever pain and trauma that you went through during your childhood years, your young adult years, you carry all of those traumas and dramas into the relationship. Now, what attract men to you? So what about you that attract your partner or even men to you? What is that about you? And how often do we even think about ourselves, about being attracted to anyone? Sometimes we don't even think about that. So I want you to dig down inside of yourself and find out what is about you that attracts you to men that comes into your life. It can be your smile. It can be the way you walk. It can be your intellect. It can be your inner and or outer beauty. So what is that about you that attracts men into your life? Number two, what did they bring to the relationship? Because sometimes men just come into your life to take. So what did they bring to the relationship? Number three, what did you expect from them? Because if you didn't expect anything for them, they didn't bring anything. Sometimes women just glad they have a man. Now, in what ways were your expectations communicated to them? You know, because, you know, it's that conversation you have with your partner beforehand, before things get serious in a relationship, before you go to the next level, there's communication at each step to make sure you guys are still on one accord with each other, that you guys are going, you know, towards the same goals. So what are those expectations that you expect for them? I have another quote. When both parties in a relationship know what is expected of each other, the values important to both are clear. Clarity eliminates assumptions about what one person ought to know about the other person's needs and wants. So this is very important. Clarity in the relationship is very important. All right. Now, at what times do you allow yourself to be treated like a doormat? Is it when you let your guards down? Is it when your self-esteem is low? At what time do you allow yourself to be treated like a doormat? At what time do you allow yourself to be treated like fine crystal? You know, there are some women out there that has low self-esteem, does not desire or think they are worthy enough to be treated like fine crystal. Now, what constructive change can you make in your attitude and your behavior? Because sometimes we don't get what we want because of our disposition, our attitude, how we respond to certain situations. There are some men that does not like loud women, but there are some men that love loud women. So there's somebody out there for everybody. Okay, next. What explicit, implicit and explicit messages do you send to a man about yourself when you engage in casual sex? And you got to be careful with that. You know, because, you know, these days and times, you know, so much stuff going out there. Now we got monkeypox, and monkeypox now is related to having, you know, sex. It's not an STI, but it's a way that you can contact monkeypox, right? So out there having casual sex, meaning that you're not committed to this individual, and hopefully that you wear some type of protection because HIV is still well alive, and also STDs and STIs is alive. It's still out there. So no matter how old you are, you still can get an STI, STD, and HIV. So you got to be careful with those messages that you send. And then also, you know, having sex. You know, communicating to your partner what you like and what you don't like. You know, and that's very important. Now, how accurate are the messages that you get sending? Because sometimes women flirt with men, that's the first, but they don't want to be intimate or sexually involved with that individual at that time. So you got to be careful with those messages that you send, and that sometimes you don't know who you mess with. That's how sometimes women get raped. Because you're teasing the man, right, or the woman, or whatever, and you just have to be accurate with those messages that you send, you know, for both parties. Also ask yourself, are they the message that you intend to send? Because remember, everybody's interpretation is different. Right. Some body language is different from others. So their interpretation is different, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in what ways can you reflect change in how you treat yourself? Can you reflect change in how you treat yourself? Now, Ms. Linda, I'm going to ask you this next question.
Now, here we go. Okay, I'm going to try my best to answer, but if I can, I'll pass on it, okay? Give it to me.
All right, so don't get me laughing now. I'm choked over here. All right, so this question to you, Ms. Linda.
Okay.
Now, do you want a life that inferior to what you deserve and can create?
Do I want a life that's inferior to what I deserve and can create? Give it to me another way. Give it to me. When you say inferior, meaning that my brain is kind of bobbled over here today. Do I want a life that's inferior? Bring it another way.
Me knowing you, you are not inferior of anything.
Okay.
All right. And you are the type of person that I know that you get what you deserve. You do not settle or wait for anybody to give it to you. You get it yourself.
Okay.
But there are some women out there in the world that live in fear they don't deserve.
Oh, okay. Oh,
to correct their own life.
Okay.
All right?
I got you. Yeah, you answered it. You answered it for them because I guess it was kind of difficult for me because I couldn't relate to it. You're right. Yeah, I demand it. I go get it. I don't settle. And that's it. Okay? That's just it. When you understand, and that takes, that's a skill. That's some lessons and you know, things that have happened, but you take everything as a lesson. So you get to a certain point and you start really evaluating all that stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And line it up. And what does not feel good, you get rid of it. And you get it out of your life, shall you say. And you become to understand yourself better. So you're right. Yeah, I don't wait. I can't deal with you asked something, I circled it. What was it about? And what times do you allow yourself to be treated like a doormat? That's the one. I put a whole lot of emphasis by that. Because you know that is not allowed, okay? That is not allowed. Okay, so that creates either a better relationship or no relationship because, you know, doormats are in front of the door to be walked on and wipe your feet on. A human being is not, and especially not my being. So I put a lot of check marks by that. I wanted to mention it. So this question that you asked me, that was sort of like bothering me because I couldn't relate to it. But I'm glad you helped, you know, you helped pull it out. But I checked that off about that doormat. So I don't understand that. And I've seen many, many situations, and I don't really know what that is, okay? And sometimes it because you don't allow it and you happen to get in a relationship and this might all that person knows, you know, they really get an attitude, but when you don't allow yourself to be a doormat, you don't really care about attitude either, do you?
No, you don't.
Okay. Yeah, I had put some check marks by that.
Yeah. Well, most persons that are allowed to be treated like a doormat is an individual, and we have men like this as well.
Yes.
You know, men that get taken advantage of.
Yes.
You know, especially the men that are sweet and giving and don't mind doing, there are women out there take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we have to be mindful, men or women, to make sure that our self-esteem is high enough to feel worthy and deserving of better relationships.
Yes, yes. Yes. Yeah, I've seen so many cases, you know, beautiful young women and that mate is like just All right. It's like, why do you deal with that? You know, you're making him look good. You know, he should be glad that he can just walk on the side of you and smell your fragrance, okay? Yeah, so I don't know. Most time, you know, maybe in the old school or, you know, the nowadays men, they think that's arrogant and egotistic. You can think what you want to think, but perfume costs a lot of money, okay? And when you're a lady that like to smell good, you want to make sure that the one that's over there enjoying that fragrance is worth it, okay? Otherwise, you just sit up and smell yourself. But, yeah, that's just my take on it. But it takes a while to get to that point because we all go through stages. And it's not a negative thing. It's not bitterness. It's just like, I don't think so. And you just, you know, scratch that off and keep rolling. Because as we say in Texas, you know, when you strive for stuff and you need stuff and you have a yearning to elevate to different levels and stuff, I mean, you can eat beans by yourself, okay? You really can. So if
yes,
you're
you
not connected with someone who want to put a lobster tail on that plate every now and then why are they there, okay? Well, right now we all eating beans and trying to learn how to cook a soup and everything else. And, you know, things are out there. But I just say that. You can eat beans by yourself, period. And when I tell the young ladies that they look so strange, I said, you'll get what I'm saying in a minute, you know, but you have to go through it because experience is the best teacher. You go, you're not hearing me. I'm just sharing a story with you. I'm just telling you a story, and hopefully you'll grab one or two of those words, and they'll stick when you get in a situation. But, yeah, in Texas, we always say you can eat beans by yourself. Mm-hmm. If you can't put no lobster or some salmon or something up there other than those beans, then, you know, why is he there? Texas, we're strange people. We're bred a little bit different. Very different, okay? That's all I can say. And you won't find one from that demographic area that don't feel that way. Mm-hmm. It goes across the board. It must have been in the water or something. I don't know. Yeah, so Lloyd, you don't need that. If you need a man coming through the door that bad, put on a pair of pants and back in your door yourself. But don't be a doormat. Don't have anyone just because you desire that. Or your self-esteem, or you figure that you can't not attract anything other than this, you know, start looking in the mirror and attract yourself. It's a skill, and it takes time, and it takes persons that you, how can I say, engage with and surround yourself with, your environment that teaches you that, you know, by watching others' behavior, by placing yourself in environments that maybe you might not have gotten there quite yet, but you're in a situation where you can observe and learn. So it's all about learning. And the best person, the first person that needs to go to school is you. Because once you get that degree on you, you won't have a problem.
Excellent. Yep. You are absolutely correct. So the next question for you, Miss Linda.
Here we go again. Okay, I'm going to try my best. So you, my mind is a little foggy over here. You might have to answer it twice. Okay, I'm ready.
That's okay. All right, so now, as you say, you know, do you ever feel in the relationship that you are asking too much of that person?
No. Number one, when you say asking too much of that person, if you're in the right relationship and it's the right person, you really don't have to ask anything. You might have to tell them to stop, you know, to stop giving. But in the right relationship, male, female, from the old school way, you don't have to ask, so you can tell him that, you know, you're not giving enough, or you are. He already knows, and you already know. I hope I answered that satisfactory.
Right.
Okay.
Best relationship is when you see your partners and you know your partner needs and vice versa.
Yes.
And then your partner's, you know, automatically going and, you know, come home and surprise you and, you know, you may be thinking about a certain item or whatever. And then you come there and then the item is there for you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that's kind of person, you know, to have in your life that knows what you need and want. You don't have to always ask.
Yeah, I don't feel like a woman should have to ask, really.
So what is your bottom line in the relationship?
What is my bottom line?
Mm-hmm.
Honesty. Very honesty. Caring, honesty. You know, I've been spoiled all my life. I was spoiled. My daddy, my granddaddy, I was spoiled. So, like you say, we ladies look for mates like our fathers or male figures that brought us up or whatever. But I was truly spoiled. I had dialogue, conversation, got stories. I like to sit down and get that clarity, like you say. So with me, conversation, communication, clarity, and honesty. Honesty is the number one, okay? Because if I catch you lying, you're in trouble. Then I start Sherlocking you. Then I do my own research. And what you don't want me to do is do that research, because I'm going to find out everything I need to find out and bring it to you, deliver it to you, and excuse myself if it's something that was not, in the plan, right? So basically I would say honesty, communication, honesty, and pleasant. I don't care for abusive men. I can listen to a man's voice and tell you if he's abusive or not. Mm-hmm. And most of the time when I was younger, I would ask them, are you an abusive man? Because if you are, we cannot get along, because I will plant you, okay? Mm-hmm. So tell me right now. And I'm going to tell you right now. It's not going to happen. And you get there, you know, and you can, when you're young and you come up. I had a pretty loving family. I never heard, we couldn't even curse. In the household, in my house, we couldn't even curse. No cursing, no screaming. Sit down and talk about it, okay? What do you want to do? You got options here. How you want to handle that? You can either do this or that, or what do you think? So that's the type of male figures that I look for, persons that like the dialogue. And he can't stay in the mirror longer than me either. Now, if he's staying in that mirror...
Okay,
you want a well-groomed person. You want somebody that does self-care. But don't be in that mirror 2 hours after I came out, okay? Something's wrong with this picture. Okay, then it becomes competitive, right? I'm not here to compete with you. Yeah.
Right.
So you look for those things, you know, or you have the type of... men, and not in my case, because I didn't care if they complimented or not, because I always had a good mirror to look at before I left. So I didn't. If you didn't compliment me on tell me how nice I look, I already knew it. Okay, so it didn't matter. But those are the type of persons you look for, and you compliment them too. You know, that stuff goes both ways. So I look at some of these situations, and my situation, my friend, I like persons that are very, very busy. I really prefer mates that are out of state. That way they're not up under me all the time, because I have to have my space, okay? I have moods. And when I go in my moods and I go in my other personalities, I might not want to see you 5 days a week, every day, okay? And marriages, I like the idea of you saying come home and be surprised. When you come home and the candle lights are around the tub and the rose petals are floating around, and the fragrance is in the air, and there's a little gold box sitting on the table. Now, that's your heaven, okay? That's heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's a fairy tale, but it's not. It can be real. But it's about how you present yourself, what attracted them to you, and what attracted you to them. Intellect, okay, well-groomed, well-educated. I can't deal with no. Now, you cannot go anywhere with me with your hair uncombed, okay? That just won't work. Mm-hmm. T-shirts and jeans, I mean, if we go into the park, that's okay. But I like well-dressed men. Well-dressed, smell good, look good, intelligent, generous, okay, but yet honest. With, you know, some people out there, you know, they'll know, but then they'll set you straight too. Okay, you went over on that side. We're not going to get that. We're going to get this because this is the reason why. Okay, so you want that honesty there. But I took a thing on that doormat and being alone. So here we go. You gonna ask me any more questions? Because if you are, I'm gonna have to go in here. I'm gonna have to take a deep breath and balance myself out. I told you it was a crazy day today. Okay, so keep asking. I know, telling what you might hear. Keep asking.
Okay. So the next question is: do you feel that you are nothing without a man who expects you to surrender your identity to him?
Now, Stephanie, why would you ask me that question? Oh, you just want me to answer that to encourage somebody else, right?
Yes, I want you to encourage somebody else, yes.
Okay, so if this is the role we on tonight, I can understand that. Don't give up your identity. I tell ladies when they get married to put a hyphen behind their name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I put a hyphen behind my name. Because I wasn't sure that it was going to last forever. And if it didn't last forever, I'm not paying nobody money to get my name back, okay? As a matter of fact, we like the men to take the family name.
Mm-hmm.
Persons that didn't know deep, would call him Miss My Last Name, Mister. You got me? So it's a different kind of party here. No, I don't suggest that for anyone. You know, that's why we have the word individuality. You give up all of you for that. Can you imagine when that stuff falls apart, what that individual will feel like? No. You have to be you. And if you're with someone that wants to take that away from you, it's time for you to turn up the knob on those roller skates and get away from there. Because that's not good at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I hope I help somebody out there. I have to be careful how I answer these questions because I'd be wanting to put personal words into that, but we cannot do that over the air. Okay. But no.
Okay. All right. So the next one is, in what ways can you create a fulfilling life?
Okay.
And you do this so good.
Okay. Say that again, Stephanie.
In what ways can you create a fulfilling life?
Oh, okay. Well, as we do on a daily basis, the first thing that I continue to create fulfilling life is never giving up on anything, and especially not on myself. You have to be consistent. You have to know who you are, okay? And you need to know the definition of fulfilling. Some people don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes them a while to figure it out. So once they get the definition of fulfilling, then they can jot down and set up that chart and put up that blank canvas and start putting those paints of hues up there so they can paint the picture. But they're the only one, because what might be fulfilling to me might not be fulfilling to you. So it's an individual thing, and it starts with that person, and it ends with that person. Just like you say, it starts with you, and it ends with you. Make sense?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
All right. So now, do you believe you can do this?
Oh, it's not about belief. I do it every day. If you have to believe it, you have to be it in order to make it happen. So, you know, if you have to get up in the morning and scream affirmations like I do every morning to remind myself, or you have to work to keep yourself in balance, okay? It's about balancing. And it's really all about that mindset. It's the mind. Because what you think it shall be it, okay? It might take a while coming, but you keep thinking it. And let nobody sway you from that. You have to become unswayable, period. Unswayable and fearless. That's what I say. What you say?
I'm in agreement, yes.
Okay. But also, while you're going through those steps and while you're trying to get to that next whatever, always try to remain as kind as you possibly can. You have to always put kindness in there. Because usually when people are going through things and they're, you know, trying to reach goals and desires and stuff, they can get pretty, I could say, okay, you know where I'm going with that, right? They can get so mean, demanding. They almost get bullified, you know. Yes, it's kind of hard for me to name it, but I recognize it when I see it. In person, but I know what they're going through also. And most of the time, when an individual's like that, see, the outer surface don't mean anything. That makeup don't mean nothing. They're going to move from within. And when that end starts showing out and you're able to see it, then you gain compassion for those individuals, okay? Because you know that they have a lot of insecurities. But they too tough. They not gonna own up to it. But that is kind of it's all about, like I stated today, a change of our hearts and minds. Okay, during that human revolution, we can bring forth the power anywhere, anytime, and in any situation. That includes them, the insecure ones. You can pick it up because if you're not insecure, and most of the time, insecure individuals want to make you insecure. Because of your strength, because of your courage, you know, because of your authenticity. That's the word I'll use. They don't recognize it because they never experienced it. And eventually, it depends on you and what you're trying to do. And we as humanitarians, we have to think that way, okay? That's why we're here. Mm-hmm. We have to dance to that type of tune. And sometimes we kind of like get a little twisted and crooked, but it's okay. We know how to catch that beat and switch on because we know if we don't, what it can result to. Then we'll just be just like them. We don't want that, okay? Not that we're better than or less than. We want to blend in and make it all work together. Everybody got to be able to move forward, level up. Learn how to breathe, learn how to be kind. It's about kindness. It's a lot of unkind people out here at this particular time. So we have to do double duty.
Yeah. You know, just like, you know, during the COVID, right?
Yeah.
And go back to the relationship that a lot of individuals had to go through hard times during COVID, and not able to see loved ones, and if loved ones passed on, you know, in the early parts of COVID, you know, they had to grieve alone, that you know, and they couldn't, you know, go see their loved ones or be with them at their time of death.
No.
So, and now we are dealing with the aftermath of everything that happened in 2021, and still now we're dealing with the Omicron variant along with monkeypox.
Yes.
Yes, so if that fear is the air of what's next.
Yes.
What's coming next? Yeah. And so that's why it's very important in our relationships, not only with mates and just relating with yourself and relating with your loved ones is very important. And I know sometimes, you know, and I can attest to this, sometimes, you know, your immediate family can cause a lot of disunity, disharmony, and confusion within the household, right?
Yeah.
So but you have to find within yourself that inner strength to be able to continue to move forward in spite of all the dysfunction, the trauma, the drama that goes on in the family system. You know, so and sometimes it gets hard.
Yes, I know.
You know, but we have to continue to move forward no matter what. You know, whatever our purpose is, that we have to stay in that and continue to move forward and ensure extra proof in our life that no matter what we go through, it's going to be all right.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to stay in the fight.
Yeah, you
got
to keep those. You got to keep those gloves greased up.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and at the end, they always say at the end of the tunnel, there's light. But you got to go through all that darkness, right, and fight your way through all of that to get to the light.
Yes.
But when you get through that light, not only that you came through the light, you grew some, right?
Totally.
And then you're also able to gather other tools to help you to cultivate, to process whatever that you went through to get to the other side.
Yes. Yes.
But, and that's what also within relationship. If you're in a bad relationship, and you know that the relationship is not going anywhere, don't settle. Move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be in a relationship out of fear that nobody else wants you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that.
You know, so the
I have to laugh. I have to laugh. I remember when I first moved to California years and years and years ago, right? I've been drinking that Texas water, right? So, you know, my mindset is a little bit different. So I was with a friend, and this gentleman, he was very nice. Oh, he was beautiful, but he liked that that J&B, and he would go into Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, okay? And I wasn't used to that, but he was a beautiful person, beautiful heart, everything. So I said, you know, I'm going out and I'm seeing all these guys and people are talking to me. I said, I'm going to get my own place. I'm going to get my own place, I said, because I don't want to disrespect you, okay? And so he said, okay. So I found my place. He said, here, go to this store and get anything you want to get to put in it. I said, okay. And, I'll set the bill. I'll pay you back. That's the kind of relationship we had. But before, I guess he thought about it, and he said, you got my meeting. What are you going to do? I said, the same darn thing I did when I came here. What do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to keep on moving, okay? That's all you can do. So, but there are individuals out there that get beat up, beat down, demeaned so much. I used to have a boyfriend. He told me I had ugly legs and I should always wear slacks, right? And when I came to California, I looked like a darn nun. I used to wear long skirts. Yeah. I came up out them skirts and shoes. It was hard for, and everything I wore had a split on it. It had a split somewhere.
Okay.
But you see, I'm shoot. I was called Fassy for real. Okay, that split was going to be there. It was going to come for you, front, back, side, whatever. Oh, yeah. I came out those long skirts. Yeah. But that can happen to you. But I was a young girl. You know, I wasn't stupid, but you in situations and you get caught up into that stuff. But I came out of those long skirts, and I don't wear a long dress now. Very seldom you'll see me, and usually it's pulled up on the side, unless it's an evening gown, okay? And it's going to have a split in it, I'm sorry. But it was just like the mindset of what are you going to do? So, yes, they're told you are not going to be anything, you can't do anything without me. Those are words that no one should ever say to anyone, okay,
mm-hmm.
Period, no one. Because why wouldn't they continue? Or what do you think they're going to do? They've gotten here thus far, so what do you think? Just going to roll over and mm-hmm. crawl and hope and die? I don't think so. That's why when I post it out, I post out our favorite sin. Never give up on nothing, especially on you, okay? So like you say, it can be in the family. It can be in the workplace. It's up to you what you decide to do, okay? And there's so many individuals that thrive on that. And I worked for a firm, and this lady would say, you're so confident. I said, well, what am I supposed to be? Okay. I looked at her because that sounded strange to me. Okay. You're so confident. So what you trying to do? You want to beat me down? Well, you're going to have a fight. It's going to be a fight. Okay. You might as well put on some Army of the Pigs and go try to catch Flicker in the hill than to break this. Okay. I don't think so. So I've had situations, and I know it's other young ladies out there, when we speak of relations, and because of your strength, of your courage, that there are males out there that don't like that, okay? And they work very, very hard to try to break that. And so those type of people I get away from. And I don't know. I'm still working on my relationships. Once I fall out of relationships, male, female, whatever, you know, I do not return. I can't figure that out. Some people can, oh, we got back to, I can't do that. Because I figured that if it was right, it shouldn't have, we shouldn't have been apart. So why try to go back the second time? A leopard don't change his stripes or her stripes. I don't know.
Sometimes you do.
I'll have to experience.
It all depends on people, the ability to. Excuse me.
Please drink some water.
Yeah, look at some water. Excuse me.
Okay.
All right, so, yes, there are people that change. There are some people that, excuse me.
It's hard for you to get it out. Yes.
I know. There are some people, changes, because they desire to change.
Mm.
No, but there are some people, you know, like Maya Angelou says, if a person show you who they are, believe
mm-hmm.
it. Hold up. Oh my God.
Please drink some water. We need you.
Yeah, I got me some hot tea.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. So, and that's very important. But as one's mature, sometimes change comes. And then it's up to the individual to see that change and to accept their change if they want to stay in the relationship, right? So sometimes, you know, you can't throw a baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
All right. And then also, if we look at the pros and the cons of the relationship, the good and the bad, then we can kind of outweigh, like, you know, what your strengths are, you know, what your weaknesses are. And then sometimes if you guys work together and build on each other's strength and weakness, then maybe you can gel together and come to some kind of common ground and understanding, okay, huh, this is how we're going to, you know, act in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one should ever be in an abusive relationship.
Never. No.
I don't care how much money that person has. I don't care how good sex is. I don't care what he buys you or she buys you. Nobody deserves to be abused, right?
No.
Right? And then don't allow your children to be in an abusive relationship. Sit all that within the relationship.
Right.
Because children live what they learn.
They sure do.
All right? And if your daughter see you being mistreated by a man, that's the way they're going to feel that they should be treated, and vice versa. Okay,
well,
if boys seeing, if boys seeing their daddy,
that's how they're going to treat the ladies.
Right.
I'm like my mother. I guess. My dad raised her, he voiced her, and she put me and my sister on her back and stepped. Okay. I got a treat. For real. She wasn't having it, wasn't hearing it, wasn't giving no second, third, or fourth chance. So you're right, no, because we're not here for that. And different circumstances, and most of the time in relationships with males, boyfriends, even with your with fathers, you know, you don't want to leave home because what are you going to do? And daddy's the greatest provider and blah, blah, blah. You know, step. You got to go. Yeah, it's fear. It's fear. And you cannot live with anyone that you fear. That's not a good feeling at all. But most of the time, it's more fear than an insecurity. It's just fear. We know that the self-worth is not there. You know, they don't, but it's fear. So if once you get over that, or once you, you know, raise up from it. I always talk to young girls when they're going through stuff, and I always tell them about a Tina Turner's movie, What Love Got to Do With It. Okay? She found her methodology to help her overcome that fear, and she took care of him. Real good. Okay? So it's basically fear. So relationships. And most of the time when I saw the title Relationship with Fathers and Males, you know, and you were asking these questions and you were giving the quotes and everything, but you were going with basically giving it back to going back to you again, you know, and the questions you were asking me that I'm following ahead with. Over here, because I couldn't relate to it, so it's hard for me to answer because I didn't know what you're talking about. Cause you know, but you answered me for me, okay? Because you know me, and that's the way it has to be. But I'm gonna sum it up to when we're in these relationships with fathers and males or with anyone, you have to stand. You can't have any fear because it's the fear that blocks everything. you know, you're scared to talk. Maybe because, oh, he's coming in the house, or she's coming in the house. If I say one word, it's going to be an argument. Or blah, blah, blah. That's fear. Let it be an argument. Put on the recorder. Tape it. So later on, a couple of months later, you guys can sit back and laugh at it. Okay, tape it. Get it out. Get it up. Because if you carry it on inside of you, it's messing with your health. And you're no good to anyone if you're no good to yourself. And even if you release that fear and try to make a move, you won't have the strength to do it. Okay? It's fear. I'm going to stick with the word fear. I know you, this is what you do every day, and you have many, many ways to go into it, but it is fear. And I will say, sometimes we're frightened of ourselves. Wouldn't you say that, Stephanie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're frightened of ourselves. So I like this topic, you know, with fathers and males. I like the idea of the chaos starting, because most of the time it's an inside job and it starts in the family. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as you stated, you know, no matter what, you have to understand to go through it, and as you go through it, those growth notches get placed on that tree. I was talking, and it's like, you know, we're appreciative for everything and grateful, because whatever it came, it could be an old can of worms, okay? It was a gift. It came that way. And then it could have been a gold jewel box. That was a gift. It came that way. But either way, you made changes, and you grew. And you were able to turn whatever that is that you're carrying on the inside, whatever that anger, that hate, that whatever, you turn it into compassion. Because as you said, you think of the good stuff, okay? Not only the bad, you think of the good stuff. And it helps you change that mindset. It's all about the heart and the mind. The heart is the most important, the heart. So if we continue to keep that heart softened and unfrozen, starting with ourselves first, and don't shut down, we can wiggle through this. Mm-hmm. Definitely. But relationships are very tricky, and that's male, female, whatever. But I'm working on, because if I'm no longer in a relationship, if I have to part company with you, you have definitely done something. And I'm done. I'm just done. Shut down. Like you say, like I'm with Maya. Okay, they'll show you who you are, who they are. And it's up to you to keep your glasses clean so you can see. Okay? My take on it. Clean those lens. Keep them clear so that you can see. Well, this has been very different. I knew you was going to come with a question, because that's what you like to do. But, listeners, she does that to me because she know I'm going to be honest, and hopefully whatever answer I'm giving and we're discussing is helping, okay? She know I'm going to come with it. I'm doing pretty good this evening, because I'm just had an exasperating day, okay? But things
okay.
I can't relate to, the abusiveness, like I said, I can hear a man talk and tell you if he's abusive. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a gift. And then if I'm really wondering, I'll ask them, mm-hmm, just to be clear. And then I'll tell them, okay, we can't get along. Mm-mm, it won't work. It won't work. I already know. It's no sense in me kidding myself, okay? Because we're not going to get along. Period.
So that's good that you have that insight.
Huh?
It's good that you have that insight.
Yeah. Well, you have to know who you are. If you know who you are, then you know, you can be that way. I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
All the way through. Yes. So nobody can tell me. They can assume all they want to, but you have to know who you are. You have to know your value. And it doesn't matter if someone takes you as being valueless. That's their opinion, okay? Well, you know your value. You know who you are. You know how you live your life. So you can just come on up with it. So if I'm wondering, I'll ask. Are you an abusive person? Because I don't like for anyone to even raise their voice to me.
Okay.
That's my mother straight. That's her blood flowing through my veins. Thank you, Mama. Okay. We have to be nice and kind. But I was always told as a young girl to you want, if you have a person that you're in a relationship and they're just super, 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 so just unravel, no matter what, just too over, whatever, you have to make them angry. You want to see them angry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'll test you just to see how loud you can talk. And if it's too loud, if the tone is not one that's acceptable, that's a sign too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Making sense? Making sense. So here we go with these questions with listeners. You know, we talked about women relating and nurturing relationships. Women are nurturers. We know how to have relationships. We really do. Some of us go overboard, but we don't want to get into any abusive relationships. And we talked about attractions and fears and what type of choices we have as men and women out there when we're going into the relationships and what characteristics to look for. And you're right. Most girls look for men like their fathers, and most men look for women like their mothers.
Yes.
I think we spoke of this before. I know with my nephews, all of their wives have the same characteristics as my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They look for women like their mothers. Or they run from women like their mothers, too. It depends on how their mother was. But, yeah, I've seen that. That's a true thing. It'd be the last one of them. Their wives, they have my sister's attitude, personality, ways, and everything. I say, wow. Wow. That's something. So you're right. We want that. And like I said, I was fall. Why don't you have any children, Linda? I said, well, you know what? All the men that I was with, I did not want them to father my children. Okay? It was okay for me. But I came from a different type of place. I came where we sat down and had dinner, and we had conversation, and we were taught different things, and we traveled. You know, there was a lot of education there, dialogue, a lot of communication, and I didn't see those in those men. So I didn't want them to father my kids, because that's no joke.
Mm-hmm.
I did not ask to come here. So you have to be careful who you connect with, because there's both of those genes are there within that child. So I said, oh, no, he's not going, are you okay for me? No, I don't see my dad. I don't think so. Yeah. So my thing is I have all the children in the universe belong to me, and they do. But I wouldn't, you have to be careful. You know, you get in those situations, have those kids, and that's where you're stuck. People are staying with him because of the children. You should have teach him how to travel early. Something, right? But teach his own. But this is always a good topic because we go off on this because it goes full circle. And you know, relationships are very, and one point that you made, Stephanie, you know, we're dealing now with the after effect, you know, with the shedding, all of that. See, I have no problem staying. I'm a loner anyway. Most people don't know that. But, you know, I'm not too anxious to get out there and get to the 10,000 man concert. I'm not anxious. I didn't do it before the pandemic, so why should I do it now? Okay, and really now, because, you know, stuff's still going on out there. You have to live your life. But you pick and choose mm-hmm. where you go. You know, but you're right. We're all dealing. What's next? What's this? Oh, I'm tired of hearing that. But no matter what we hear, what comes next, I'm going to say this. And I'm going to tell the listeners this on Tuesday. Never give up, okay? Keep moving forward. As Stephanie said, no matter what, family situation, a boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, you have to move forward despite of whatever's happening. So that's my last take on that. I don't know how you want to close this out. And what are we going to talk about next week? Where are we going? Where are we going? I want to get excited. Where are we going?
Well, we're going to talk about next week because next week I'll be actually flying back into L.A.
Okay.
So, yeah, but I we would talk offline. And,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure exactly.
Okay.
Say it again now.
No, we'll take care of it. I'll talk with you. I'll talk
uh-huh.
with you. No problem. On that, no problem. So we'll talk about the topic, but we'll talk. We'll just keep it offline, like you say. So
mm-hmm.
I'd like to say to you, I was so disappointed I came into the program, and I really didn't want to leave, but it was very interesting, very good workshop, but Grown and Sexy, very good, about being the martyr.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
I had to come in. I said I won't be able to stay, but I had to show. You must show. You show for those who
right.
show for you. You know, and I
right.
said I won't be able to. I didn't want to use that excuse. I know. If I don't hear but one word, I just have to assist and support because you're always
mm-hmm.
there for us. And that's what we do. And that's what it's all about. So you want to close this out, give us something to carry us through. We'll talk about next Tell It Tuesday. I'll get with you on that, and I'll keep them abreast on it, however way we want to do that. And give us something to sit back and relax on.
Yeah. You know, what I would say, Miss Linda, since you wasn't able to actually hear the whole program, that would be the next thing that I would talk about, being a martyr. Unlearning the pattern of modeling.
Okay.
So, and I think, because it goes along what we talked about tonight, you know, and it is very important that we know who we are individually, that we have our own identity, that we know what we want, we know how to say yes and no when it's appropriate, and we don't have to settle it for any type of relationship. All right? And we don't have to have people in our life to manipulate us and abuse
no.
and use us. All right? So that's what I'll be talking about at our next Tell It
Tuesday. Okay. Okay. That will work.
Okay.
That will work for me. So we want to put it out there so everyone think about it because it goes across the board. You don't want that. You don't want having anyone controlling you or telling you you have to be you. And I can guarantee
yeah.
you, when you do authentic you, no matter what, you are real, real happy because you don't have to worry about it. And if they don't like it, guess what? Try to teach them.
Yeah, and
try
to
teach
them. Yeah,
oh,
it's
yeah.
not only for women, it's for men too.
Yeah, it goes across the board. So, okay, that's going to be a good one. That will be a good one. So, Miss Stephanie, we want you to have a wonderful evening. Thank you for drilling me again, but sometimes you already know. But listen, she do that because she know I'm going to bring it. Okay, she know I'm going to say something. Sometimes I'm serious and sometimes I'm always serious, but it's just like if I'm in a comedic mood or what. But this evening, she asked these questions to us, and I hope you wrote them down, you know. You think about the characteristics. You think about the attraction. Think about the role model that you have. Think about what you're looking for. But I'm going to tell you this on Tuesday. Tell it to you Tuesday. What we need to work on is think about you. It all starts with you and it ends with you. And don't let anyone tell you any differently. Stephanie, we love you.
Yes.
We're going to tell you have a great evening. I enjoyed it. Thank you for drilling me, putting me on the spot again, but I love every minute of it. I hope I've helped someone out there with my answers, and I know that you've helped them with the information that you have given. We love you. Please have a wonderful evening. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound and The Healing of a Man's Heart. We talked about relationships with fathers and males, but if you listen very closely, the important thing was what relationship do you have with yourself? And we love you. Thank you, Stephanie. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Miss Linda.
All righty.
Ow. I know a lady. Y'all, ain't nobody crying.
Don't bring your life on a mess.
Yeah.